In many parts of the world, the horror of sexual violence is becoming common among the horrors of war. This week, the United Nations Security Council adopted a U.S.-sponsored resolution that says sexual attacks in conflict zones may be considered war crimes. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice appeared at the U.N. on Thursday to introduce the resolution. She joins us by phone. Secretary Rice, thank you so much for being with us.
It's very good to be with you, too.
And explain to us, please, some of the language of this resolution and what exactly it accomplishes or obligates the U.N. to do.
Well, the United Nations Security Council adopted Resolution 1325 some time ago about essentially this issue, but I formed a women's foreign policy network about 2 years ago, made up largely of women foreign ministers and other ministers, and we felt that there needed to be more action on the issue of sexual violence against women, and particularly the use of sexual violence against women as a tool of warfare. We did another resolution that now puts in place a mechanism for reporting on these crimes, that encourages very strong follow-up on these crimes, and then to try and do something about the impunity that sometimes accompanies them. I myself really was very much moved by an experience that I had in 2005 of going to a refugee camp in Darfur and sitting with a group of women, all of whom had experienced being raped by soldiers or by rebels as they just tried to go and do simple things like gather firewood or water. Mm-hmm. And so I felt very strongly about this, and we were able in the Security Council to bring some important attention to the issue and to get the Secretary General to agree that he's going to develop a mechanism to deal with it.
At some point last year, I guess, China, Russia, South Africa, Vietnam had all expressed reservations on this, saying that admirable as some of these sentiments might be, they are already covered in other stipulations. What changed their mind?
Well, I think that we've had some experiences, even including, for instance, some very bad experience with peacekeeping forces. I have to say people have followed up and people have been punished. But
these are UN peacekeeping forces.
Yes, these were UN peacekeeping forces. And we've had some problems with that. And we've also, of course, continued to watch the horrors of Darfur. We've seen sexual violence against women in conflicts in the DROC, in Somalia. And I think there was finally a sense that the UN Security Council, which deals with threats to international peace and security, had to consider this a threat to international peace and security.
I have to ask you, Secretary Rice, the New York Times reported on Friday that U.S. officials believe Israeli military exercise that was conducted earlier this month was some kind of rehearsal for what could be the process of an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, a way of alerting Iran they had this in place. You're in a position to know a lot. Is that true?
Look, I'm not going to comment on someone's comment anonymously on what they may have seen in military exercises. We are in constant discussion with the Israeli government as well as many other governments about the threat and the problem of Iran, how to deal with the prospect of Iranian technology that could lead to a nuclear weapon. We are committed to a diplomatic course, and that's what we're dealing with.
We also note the Council on Thursday condemned violence in Zimbabwe in advance of next week's
yes.
presidential runoff. Is that going to be an honest election?
You know, elections don't start on Election Day. They start in the run-up. Can people campaign? Are activists and opponents of the regime free from intimidation? And I think you'd have to say that when you have the president of Zimbabwe saying that he'll never accept an outcome in which the other side wins, or when you have the so-called war veterans intimidating people and accusing opposition leaders of treason, it's kind of hard to see how that's going to be a free and fair election. This is a very serious matter, and the United States does intend to put it on the agenda of the Security Council next week.
But there have been a lot of resolutions. Is anybody prepared to do anything other than pass another resolution?
Well, sometimes one has to admit that the international community as a whole is slow to act. You know, the United States has often been accused of too much unilateralism, but I'll tell you, what we've tried to do is to be leaders and to be leaders of multilateral institutions that can act. But we believe that unless the Security Council acts, it does stand to lose credibility.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was good to talk to you.